Ye Shall Receive Power, November 11. At Times, Human Machinery Set Aside. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. If we will open the door to Jesus, he will come in and abide with us. Our strength will always be reinforced by his actual representative, the Holy Spirit. The truth is a living principle made to shine in precious clearness to the understanding. And then, oh, then, it is time to speak words from the living Christ. We are laborers together with God. Under the showers of the latter rain, the inventions of man, the human machinery, will at times be swept away. The boundary of man's authority will be as broken reeds, and the Holy Spirit will speak through the living human agent with convincing power. No one will then watch to see if the sentences are well rounded off, if the grammar is faultless. The living water will flow in God's own channels. I am sure that there is a heaven full of the richest, enduring treasures to be freely given to all who will appropriate them to themselves, and becoming enriched thereby will impart freely to others. I know this to be the truth. We need to obtain a rich, daily experience in prayer. We should be like the importunate widow who, in her conscious need, overcame the unjust judge by the bare force of her determined pleadings. God will be inquired of to do these things for us, for this is giving depth and solidity to our experience. The soul that seeks God will need to be in earnest. He is a rewarder of all those that seek him diligently. We want the truth spoken to human hearts by men that have been baptized with holy love for Christ and for the purchase of his blood, men who are themselves thoroughly impressed with the truth they are presenting to others, and who are practicing the same in their own life.